I don't really have any plans or ideas for what I want to talk about. Quite frankly, I'm just kind of really horny and I wanted to feel something against my clit. Have you ever felt like that before? Like, you just needed to have something against you, or you were gonna go insane? That's how I got in the shower because, okay. So the water was like running up and down my skin, and my skin was really wet, right? And I started imagining, like, what if the way the water rivulets were like dripping down my thighs, what if that was the exact path that like a tentacle took, you know? Because like the way the patterns were falling and wrapping around me, it kind of looked a little bit like marks left behind by like some type of tentacle monster or things. And so I started thinking about that, and maybe like some kind of like drain monster, one that you wouldn't see, but you're in the shower and you're not really expecting it. But but like the tentacles would start to crawl up either side of the drain, and then eventually they would come up through and they would start snaking around your own legs. And by the time you felt them, by the time you realized what was happening, it would be way too late. You would already be like stuck in place. And then maybe you'd hear a little bit of like talking in your head or something, because the creature would probably have to communicate with you somehow, right? It would probably want to tell you how much it wants you, how this was the only way to have you or something. And then the tentacle would start slowly going inside the person. Just, oh, I can already picture it. It would be so nice and thick. Just pure muscle, nothing else. Slowly entering you, breaching that hole. Oh, fuck, I bet the stretch would be just perfect. Just shy of painful, just right, like burning so fucking perfectly. A little bit of pain to heighten the pleasure. Fuck. Oh, fuck right there. Oh. And it would start like that, and it would start nice and slow. And with your feet being held and planted firmly on the ground of the shower, you would have no choice but to accept it. Have no choice but to take it. Because what are you gonna do? How are you gonna fight back? You can't even see the damn thing, let alone speak face to face with it. It's not gonna be stupid enough to let you inside or wanna meet you face to face. Not when it has everything it wants right here with your body. Oh, fuck. And maybe one or two of the tentacles would start to get a little more adventurous. They would start to crawl up your body a bit more. Oh, right there, yeah. Oh, fuck, that's good. But one of the two of the tentacles could start crawling up and down you, coiling you nice and tight, restraining and starting to play with the chest and the nipples. Oh, fuck. Maybe even some aphrodisiacs could be placed through the skin and through the nipples or something, I don't know. Oh, fuck. But the creature would be fucking that hole and would be playing with your nipples with the other tentacles, making sure you stay nice and fucking still. And I bet. I bet the monster would be fucking degrading about it too. So mean and humiliating. They would tell you what a slut you are, how easily you give it up, how you didn't even put up a fight. They might even say things like, how could you even say that this is... that you're not enjoying this when you so clearly are. Just look at how your body's responding to me. If you didn't want this, if you weren't enjoying this, then why would you be reacting this way? Fuck. I'm getting so close just thinking about it. Monster taking whatever they fucking want from your body. You being helpless to do anything to stop it. Just having to stand there with your legs forced apart as you keep being fucked in the shower. Your own pleasure getting closer and closer. Oh, fuck, that's good. Oh, and... The underside of the tentacle would start sucking on the nipples, poking and prodding. And the fucking would start to come faster, would start to thrust in and out, twisting inside. Just crooking itself and bending just so that it makes sure it reaches that sweet spot so that you scream and moan and it feels like too much but not enough at the same time. Fuck. You know that spot that makes you lose all breath? Makes your thinking short circuit, yeah? Oh, the tentacle would be abusing that spot, pressing against it because the monster just adores the adorable noises that it makes you make. Oh, fuck. Oh, right there. Oh, that feels so fucking good. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck. The monster would just keep fucking you, keep taking whatever they want. Your own pleasure would simply be thrown to the wayside. Oh, it wouldn't be important. Not when they're getting to fuck you. Not when they're getting to have their pleasure with you. Using your body for what its purpose is. And it would end with it coming inside you. Filling you up with eggs or cum. Making sure that you are nice and fucking pregnant. Or maybe even just well bred, and so that there's a physical reminder of what happened, so you can't pretend it wasn't real. Oh, fuck, right there. Oh, fuck. And then the monster would go back down the exact same way it came, just as secretive and elusive as before, down the drain, just like some figment of your imagination. Oh, it would leave you just standing there in the water, wondering if it really did happen. Reaching two fingers into the hold to try and scoop whatever the fuck was put into you out. Oh, fuck. Maybe that's the aphrodisiac itself. Maybe the cum makes you addicted to it. Makes you addicted to her. Fuck.
Okay. First orgasm down. I will be back again, who knows when, with my next orgasm, but I will keep you up to date and probably find out I have a masturbation problem.
Enjoy the feeling of it lightly pulsing away. It feels so good. The way I'm posed, I'm on my knees, sitting on my own feet, legs completely spread open so you can see everything. I'm sitting on this gray, fluffy blanket thing, and... Sorry about that. And I have the womanizer right up against my clit. I've got a bit of a bush going on. I've my own large breasts are kind of just hanging out. There's not a bra or anything holding them up, just comfortably laying against my skin. Oh, fuck. I'm in this giant Green Day sweatshirt. It's for their new album, The American Dream is Killing Me. Nope. Saviors. Saviors is the title, I believe. Oh, fuck. It's the sweatshirt says The American Dream is Killing Me, but I'm pretty sure the album's called Saviors. My favorite song from that album, though, I think might be One Eyed Bastard. That one was really good. Sorry for going off about Green Day. I have my hair in a messy bun, and I actually have, black hoops in all my, in all my piercings for once. I actually have all of them in. Oh, fuck. And I'm sitting here on this blanket. And it feels so good against my clits. The vibrator just... Oh, it's just, it hits that spot, you know? There's nothing quite like it. It's just, it's kind of indescribable when it just hits that right spot and your body just kind of convulses in pleasure. You just can't help the full body stutter you do. Oh, because it just, it feels so good. It feels amazing right there. My hips starting to grind against it, finding more and more pleasure with every pathetic little thrust. I'm trying to keep them still, I really am, but it's harder than it looks, and it's a lot harder than you would expect. Oh, fuck. Oh, that feels so good. Oh, right there. Oh, that's so nice. More. Oh, I want more. Oh, I'm at that point where after the first minute or after the first 30 seconds, the pleasure starts to die down. You're not in that shock of pleasure for all of a sudden, and you can actually think, you can be a little more coherent. Oh, yes, right there. Oh, it feels so good. Oh, fuck. I don't know if I can ever pick between the two, the womanizer or the Hitachi. Being able to just place something between my legs and ride it, have it at max power and be moaning and coming so quickly versus this. This absolute little beast of a machine that just pulses and sucks and, oh fuck, it makes your mind go blank every time you just put your clit on it. Don't even have to hold it, can just sit on top of it, blanket nestles between my thighs, and let it build, let the pleasure build. Oh, fuck. Oh yes, just like that. I can lift up my own sweatshirt and start playing with my breasts. Take them out of this fabric and need my own hard nipples between my fingers. Oh fuck, that's good. Oh yeah, right there. Oh fuck yes, more. Oh fuck, then don't stop. Don't stop, that feels so good. Yeah, just like that. Oh, keep going. Keep up. Oh, I feel so good. Oh, yeah, just like that. Although it all feels like too much. Oh, I can feel my own pleasure building, my clit throbbing as I keep my own movements active as I don't stop. Fuck, right there. Oh, yeah, right there. Yeah, oh fuck, that's so good. It feels amazing. Oh fuck. Switching positions so more on my side so that I can actually balance better. Was feeling too good, couldn't keep my balance on my knees. The help of my hand needs something solid like this. Stuck between my soft, pillowy thighs. Oh, fuck, right there. Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, fuck, that feels so good. Yeah, please. Oh, fuck, that's it. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes. I'm twisting my own nipples. Getting that pain, pleasure, mixing the two together. Oh, it's so fun how often they go inside. Oh, how well they go together. Oh, yes, right there. Oh, fuck, right there. Letting go and feeling the blood all rush back to my tent. Oh, fuck, it's too much. Oh, fuck, yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, just like that. Oh, fuck, yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, yeah. Oh, so good. So fucking good. Oh, yes, he says, right there, right there, right there. Fuck. Oh, I can't even really think. Can't speak, can't have too much of anything except enjoy how it feels. Enjoy the mindlessness that comes with the toy against my clit. Oh, my own. Oh, I need to come so bad. Getting so fucking close right there. My hips keep working, just keep grinding against it. Fuck, right there. Oh, so fucking close. Oh, fuck, I think I'm coming. Fuck. Second orgasm.
Okay.
That feels good. Yeah, like that. That's nice. Fuck yes. That's good. That's very, very good. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck. Right there. Oh, yes, right there. That's so good. Oh, fuck. Keep it up. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh. I can also tell that I'm starting to get fucked out a bit because I'm having a harder time coming up with what to say. I'm just. The vibrator turns on and the brain turns off at this rate. I think I might have fucked myself stupid. Oh, fuck yes. Yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, fuck. I needed to turn it up. I was getting a little too comfortable.
Getting comfortable means getting quiet, and I don't want to do that. I don't want to be too quiet. Oh, fuck. I want to feel the pleasure continue to build. Oh, I want to feel the throbbing from my clit as the pulses, as the vibrator just pulses away. The air pressure just sucking away at my clit, making it feel so fucking good. Oh, yeah, right there. Oh, yes. Oh, I'm so fucking wet. If I were to slip a finger or something inside, there'd be absolutely no resistance. It would just be a sloppy, wet hole leaking in. Oh, fuck. Empty. Oh, fuck. Right there. Yeah, that feels good. Oh, that's so much better. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh. Fuck, right there, yes. Yeah, that's the fucking spot. Fuck, fuck, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. That feels too fucking good. Fuck. Oh. That's the smell that makes me short circuit. That makes me lose all ability to think, to focus. Fuck. Oh my god, fuck. Oh, I just lost it. No. Don't get me wrong, it still feels good, but it's just... I loosened it for a second. Oh, Jeva. Love how it feels against me. I just feel so good. My legs are in a full, like a full-on straddle. I'm spread as wide as can be, flat against the floor, and I still wish I could get flatter. Wish I could stretch myself even more. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes. Yeah, right there. Give Oh, fuck, so good. Oh, yes. Yeah, so good. Fuck, right there. I sweat up one more and that was just one too much. Fuck. Oh, yeah. Oh, so good. So fucking good. Oh, fucking. I
The time is 7 something. Fuck. Oh, this feels so good. Working my hips nice and slow, bouncing back and forth. Against my clit. Oh, that feels good. Oh, it feels so good. I was thinking about like sexy scent starters that could be used for like mini day. And so far, I got oh, there's a difference between fucking and making love. Let me show you. And obviously, there could be two different audios for that. One, we could either do it based on, like people who prefer he him mass terms and she her fem terms, or we could do it based on those with penises and those with vaginas. But I don't know, whichever one would work better. But we could do that for a mini day. And I was thinking that would be really fun for the like the making love one to be like really sweet and romantic, nice and slow. A lot of you're doing so well, taking it so good for me. Yes, just like that, baby. Oh, you feel so good. Keep it up, stuff like that. Meanwhile, the fucking would be more like, it would be more like some spanking and slut horsing that you like it like this. If you're gonna keep acting like a slut, if you're gonna keep teasing me, then I'm gonna fuck you like a slut. I'm gonna treat you like a whore. I'm gonna show you exactly how and what I do to sluts like you, stuff like that. I can even include maybe just some spit as lube and maybe doing anal lube prep that one. More about her pleasure slash my pleasure than yours. Watching you take it, calling you pretty when you're suffering, gorgeous when you cry. How you were made for pain, how it just brings out the best in you. That could be one. Well, I guess that would be two separate ones. And then, oh fuck, I was thinking of another, to get more. I have these written down, but I'm trying to remember them off the top of my head. But fuck if it's not hard. She just feels so good. Oh, fuck the way I have it, the way it's resting right now. Fuck. I'm seeing if I can get my book, but that's not my book. It's not in here, so I can't even see get any help with this. I'm going, going off the top of my dome. Oh, fuck. Oh.
Oh, right there. Oh, yes, that's it. Another one I was thinking of was something like, I've come to claim my prize. You know the terms, I'm here to make good on my, I'm here to make good on them or whatever. Time to pay up. That sort of a deal. I know it's a popular theme, I know it's super common and all that stuff, but there's so much fun to do it. I can't help myself. They give the perfect opportunity for power play and weird monster things. You know how much I love a good, weird, unidentifiable monster thing. Something just ancient and powerful and, oh, fuck. Out of this worldly. Or out of this worldish. I don't know. Fuck. Right there, yes. Oh, fuck, that feels so good. But the, I'm here to claim my prize. That would be, we'll do that one would be like a night thing. So like a night woman comes to your tower to rescue you and you're really excited because she's everything you dream. She's so big and muscular and cool and she's there and then she's like, I'm here to take you and you guys fuck and it's a great time. And then you realize that she really means that you're her prize. She does not see you as a person. You're nothing but an object to her, and that becomes clear. The more you fuck her, the more she starts talking about letting the other troops use you, letting the other troops play with you. Oh, fuck. Oh, but at this point, you're already too deep. You've already given the only thing of value in this scenario to this woman. So nobody's gonna want you. You're stuck to this. You're bound to this woman, and it's all about realizing that you. They're totally powerless now. You've just given this woman everything, and she's not going to give you anything in return. And it would be a very harsh femdom. Lots of humiliation and degradation. Slut shaming, objectification. Really only calling you things like toy, prize, slut. Oh, fuck. Right there. Oh, fuck. I'm trying to think of other starters, but I just turned it up and I'm gonna be honest, it's really, really hard to think. It's so fucking hard to think. Fuck right there. Oh, it's so good. It's so distracting. I lose all train of thought so easily. I'm so distracted by it. Oh, fuck. Right there. Oh, yeah, right there. Oh, fuck, so good. Oh, just, so close. Oh, fuck, so close, so close, so close. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck right there. Oh, fuck. Mm-hmm.